小时候都会强迫我去做，为什么学钢琴这件事情你没有强迫我去学？
He told his mother, you often made me do many things when I was young, but why didn't you force me to learn the piano?
原来是这个青年啊，他在那个时候想要这心情有所感动，想要弹弹琴，唱唱歌，但是他不会弹啊，不会弹琴。
It turned out that he had a desire to play the piano at his age now, and he wanted to sing along, but he was unable to do so.
所以他就怪妈妈说，以前他小时候怎么没有逼他去学钢琴。
So he criticized and faulted his mother, saying, "Why didn't you force me to learn piano when I was younger?"
这妈妈才说，其实大部分的事情妈妈都没有强迫你。
But his mother replied, saying, "Actually, for most things, I never forced you to do them."
我总是让你照着你的兴趣让你自由的去做选择。
I always allowed you to freely make your own choices.
那这个青年他回想一下他觉得真的他的父母亲对他实在是很好总是让他有做选择的。
And when he remembered his past, he realized that indeed his mother had been good to him and allowed him to do whatever his heart wished.
我想很多孩子都理想中都希望有这样的父母亲。
I believe that the ideal parent in all of the children's minds are this kind of parent.
但是事实上父母亲会有时候会强迫自己的孩子做某些事情也总是出于比较长远的眼光，也是出于爱。
But it's also true that sometimes parents force their children to do things because they have a longer term perspective and they do it out of love.
那我们来想到我们的神其实神也很少强迫我们要做某些事情。
And when we think of our God also usually does not force us to do anything.
因为神就是爱。
Because God is love.
神他总是用邀请的。
And he always uses invitations.
他知道什么对我们是好的，他邀请我们去做那些事情。
He understands what is good for us and invites us to do those things.
崇拜聚会好像我们这一位神，他需要我们来敬拜他。
With worship services, it seems as if God needs us to be here to worship Him.
其实这崇拜聚会也正是神给我们一个非常重要、非常好的邀请。
But these services are evidence of a very important invitation as well as request.
所以我们不要忽略了崇拜聚会里头包括着神的这个大爱、神的邀请。
So do not forget that these invitations hold God's love as well as His invitation.
神邀请罪人要来悔改。来得着救恩。
God invites the sinners to return and to repent to receive salvation.
神邀请软弱的人偏离正道的人要归向神，要回来走正确的道路。
And he invites those who are weak and have gone astray from the truth to come back onto the path of God.
这个神邀请挑重担的人来到神面前。
And he invites those who are weary to come before the Lord.
神借着崇拜聚会邀请有需要的人来到神这里。
And through worship services, he invites those who need it to come here.
借着崇拜聚会，神总是邀请人来尝尝主恩典的滋味。
And through worship services, he allows people to taste God's grace.
在圣经里头，到处都充满着神。
And all throughout the Bible, you can see various invitations from God.
从创世纪，这神邀请人要进入方舟里头。
In Genesis, we see that God invited man to enter into the ark.
那主耶稣在传道的时候，他更是不断的在邀请人们。
And when Jesus Christ was preaching the gospel, he also continuously invited men.
所以他进入人群里头。
So he entered into mankind.
他是罪人的朋友。
And he became the sinner's friend.
主耶稣说，劳苦挑重担的人到我这里来。
He said, those who are weary and weak, come to me.
就是到圣经的最后面也是一个也是邀请。
And at the very end of the Bible, there is also an invitation.
这个圣经 最后一卷啊，就是启示录。
The very last book of the Bible is the book of Revelation.
啊，启示录的最后一章啊，有几个重点。
And there are some various points in the last chapter of that book.
哦，那其中的一个重点啊，就是圣经里头最后的一个邀请。
And one of the main points is the very last invitation of the Bible.
啊，请我们看启示录二十二章。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 22.
启示录二十二章十七节。
Revelation 22 verse 17.
十七节，圣灵和心腹都说来，听见的人也该说来，口渴的人也当来，愿意的都可以白白的取生命的水喝。
And the Spirit and the Bride say, Come, and let him who hears say, Come, and let him who thirsts come, whoever desires, let him take the water of life freely.
我们知道启示录里头，记载着很多有关主耶稣再来之前所谓末世的预言。
We all know that the book of Revelation talks about the prophecies of the end of age.
那在要结束的时候做了这一个最后的邀请。
And at the very end of the book of Revelation, it gives a final invitation.
那这也是神对所有的人的一个最后的一个呼召。
And this is a final calling for all mankind.
那我们在下午的祷告之前，我们一起来看看圣经里头的这个最后的邀请。
So before our afternoon prayer, let's all study this last invitation.
启示录二十二章十七节第一句话就是圣灵和心腹都说来。
It says, and the Spirit and the Bride say, Come.
圣灵的邀请说来。
It is the Spirit's invitation that we should come.
从这个邀请让我们可以感受到这个神的一个很大的一个负担一个 burden 神一个很大的负担是什么
？And so, what is one of the big burdens that of God？
就是神希望人能够来得到生命的生命的水。
It is that mankind can receive the water of life.
就是人能够来领受救恩。
That man can receive salvation.
这里神的这里用圣灵这个字眼这圣灵的让我们知道圣灵的工作。
Here it uses the word spirit, so this is the work of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵有很多的功用。
And there are many functions of the Holy Spirit.
那其中的一个工作就是要感动人，让人来领受救恩。
One such work is to move men to receive that salvation and grace.
我们请看哥林多前书十二章。
Let's look at the book of 2 Corinthians.
哥林多前书。
Sorry, 1 Corinthians.
哥林多前书十二章第三节。
Chapter 12, verse 3.
哥林多前书十二章第三节。
First Corinthians chapter 12 verse 3。
所以我告诉你们，被神的灵感动的，没有说耶稣是可咒诅的；若不是被圣灵感动的，也没有能说耶稣是主的。
Therefore, I make known to you that no one speaking by the Spirit of God calls Jesus accursed, and no one can say that Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit.
这里讲到，如果没有圣灵的工作，没有圣灵的感动。我们是没有办法真的来认识主耶稣的。
This means that without the work of the Holy Spirit, without the moving of the Holy Spirit, we cannot truly recognize and know Jesus Christ.
没有人能够去认定、承认耶稣是我们的救主。
No one can confess and admit that Jesus is Lord.
要有圣灵的工作才能够我们。看清楚自己，在神的面前，我们是罪人。
There must be the work of the Holy Spirit in order for us to clearly see ourselves and admit that we have sin.
有圣灵的感动，我们才懂得来呼求神。
And with the work of the Holy Spirit, we can cry out and call upon God.
那不但这样子，这个圣灵还感动我们，让我们知道要去求圣灵。
And not only that, the Holy Spirit moves us so that we can request for the Holy Spirit.
所以我们看到还没有得到圣灵的 很多弟兄姐妹啊，他们常常带着一个渴慕的心来求圣灵。
So we see that those who still haven't received the Holy Spirit often have a thirsting heart to receive it.
那有这种渴慕的心，就照着主耶稣的应许，让他们来领受圣灵。
And with that thirsting heart, from based on the promise of God, they can receive it.
那这个启示录二十二章十七节，首先是圣灵的邀请。
And so the first invitation in Revelation chapter 22 verse 17 is the Spirit's invitation.
说来白白的取生命的水喝。
It says, "Come, and anyone who desires can take of the water of life freely."
来到神这里啊，要得到安慰，得到教导。
And when they come before the Lord, they can receive comfort as well as teaching.
来到神这里啊，要得着神所赐给人的力量。
And they can receive the power from God.
那从这个邀请里头，我们可以去体会到什么是神最大的工作。
And from this invitation, we can understand what is the greatest work from God.
圣灵就是神的灵。
Because the Spirit is God's Spirit.
圣灵的邀请就是神的邀请。
And so the invitation of the Spirit is also God's invitation.
我们常常在想，神好伟大。
We often think to ourselves, God is so great.
神有很多伟大奇妙的作为。
He has many wonderful and miraculous works.
如果要说哪一个工作是神最伟大的工作？
But if we want to say which is the greatest work of them all,
就是神对人的邀请，这个工作是最大的。
It is the invitation and calling of men that is the greatest work.
要人得救，这是神最大的工作。
For mankind to receive salvation, that is the greatest work.
我们看创世纪第一章，神说要有光，就有了光。
In Genesis chapter 1, it says that let there be light, and there was light.
神说要陆地 跟这个海分开，陆地跟海就分开。
And he said that let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters and let it divide the land from the waters, waters from the waters.
神在创造这宇宙，在定下这宇宙的这个秩序，他是用吩咐的。
And when he was creating the universe, he was doing it all through calling and commands.
那我们也看到这人类的历史。
And we can see the history of mankind.
那照着神的命定这样来应，来往前进。
And everything was accomplished through God's will.
神也是用说的对世界对列国来预言，那事情就照着这样来实现。
And through God's words, he merely says it, and those prophecies come true through the nations and politics.
但是神为了救人，他必须成为人来到这个世界上。
But for the sake of saving man, he actually came down into this earth.
所以启示录二十二章十七节，这个圣灵的邀请，就是对人得救的一个邀请。
And so the invitation in Revelation chapter 22 is actually towards man. It's for mankind.
为了发出这个邀请，主耶稣必须来到这个世界上。
And for the sake of that invitation, Jesus Christ came down as man onto earth.
为了发出这个邀请，主耶稣必须要受死在十字架上。
And for the sake of sending these invitations, Jesus Christ himself was crucified on the cross.
所以让人得拯救，这应该是神最大最伟大的工作。
In order to allow man to be saved, and so this was the greatest work.
那为什么要做这个最大的工作？就是只因为神爱世人。
And why did he do all of this? It was because he loved the men on earth.
他愿意每一个相信他的人都能够得永生。
And he desires that all who believe in him shall be saved.
我们再看回启示录二十二章十七节。
Let's look at Revelation chapter 22 verse 17.
十七节，圣灵和心腹都说来。
And the Spirit and the Bride say, "Come."
早上我们已经有提过，这个心腹指的就是教会。
In the morning, we said that the bride actually refers to the church.
我们参考一下以弗所书第五章。
Let's look at the book of Ephesians, chapter 5.
以弗所书第五章二十五节。
Ephesians, chapter 5, verse 22.
二十五节。
25。
25节，你们做丈夫的要爱你们的妻子，正如基督爱教会，为教会舍己。
Husbands, love your wives just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for her.
32节。
Verse 32.
这是极大的奥秘，但我是指着基督和教会说的。
This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church.
所以这里启示录22:17也告诉我们教会最重要的工作是什么。
So Revelation chapter 22 verse 17 also explains what is the greatest work for the church.
教会最重要的工作，最大的工作就是要不断地发出邀请。
The biggest responsibility of the church is to continuously pass out invitations.
邀请人来白白地取生命的水喝。
Inviting men to take of the water of life freely.
今天看得到的教会里头有许许多多的这个事工。
In church today, we see all kinds of holy work.
比如说从今天晚上开始，我们就要举办冬季的这个学生灵恩会。
For example, tonight we will see the winter student spiritual convocation.
在早上结束聚会之后，我们也听到一些开会的报告。
And during the lunch announcements, we heard of various different kinds of meetings.
教会里头有很多的活动，有很多的工作。
We see that there are all kinds of various activities and events that are being put on.
在我们忙碌来这些事工里头，不要忽略了教会最重要的工作就是邀请人。
But while we are busy executing all of these activities, let us not forget the most important work.
我们所做的一切就是要邀请人来白白的得生命水喝。
All the purpose of our works and efforts are for the purpose of inviting people to drink of this water.
启示录22:17第二句话说，听见的人也该说来。
And the latter half of verse 17 says, and let him who hears say, come.
意思就是说，我们每一个人都要跟这一件最重要的工作要有份。
Which means that each one of us sitting here has to have a part in this work.
我们都要邀请人来白白的取生命水喝。
We must invite everyone to take of this water of life freely.
有时候我们会想，我什么时候才够资格开始去邀请人？
Sometimes we think to ourselves, when will we be qualified to invite others?
我才受洗不久。
Because I was just baptized.
我道理听得没有很多。
Or I haven't heard much, many sermons.
那甚至我也还没受洗。
Or maybe I haven't even gotten baptized myself.
但是这里是说听见的人也应该说来。
But here it says that even him who hears says, come.
我们听了神的邀请。
And so we have all heard the invitation.
我们也来尝了神恩典的滋味。
And we have all tasted the grace of God.
我们就有资格去发出这个邀请。
Therefore, we too are qualified to disseminate this invitation.
因为我们实在知道，来到这里就是来领受神的祝福。
Because we know that coming here is receiving God's blessing.
我们看主耶稣传福音的时候，有好多的人，他们才认识主耶稣，他们才尝到主耶稣的美好，他们就开始邀请人。
And we even saw that during Jesus' ministry, even people who had just seen Jesus Christ were starting to spread his news and inviting others to listen.
比如说安德烈，他跟着主耶稣。
Even Andrew, for example, when he was following Jesus Christ.
主耶稣邀请他，主耶稣问他说，你有什么事情？
And when he followed Jesus Christ, Jesus said, what do you have to do with me?
我们看约翰福音第一章。
Let's look at the book of John, chapter 1.
约翰福音第一章38节。
John chapter 1, verse 38.
三十八节，耶稣转过身来，看见他们跟着，就问他们说：“你们要什么？”他们说：“拉比在哪里住？”
Verse 38. Then Jesus turned and seeing them following, said to them, "What do you seek?" They said to him, "Rabbi, where are you staying?"
这两个人当中有一个就是这个安德烈。
One of the two standing, following Jesus Christ was Andrew.
主耶稣知道有两个人跟着他，主耶稣就问他们说：“你们要什么？”
And so when Jesus saw them following him, he said to them, "What do you seek?"
这两个人是听了施洗约翰对耶稣的介绍。
The two were following because they had heard John's introduction of Jesus Christ.
因为施洗约翰看见主耶稣的时候，介绍说：“看哪，这是神的羔羊。”
Because when John the Baptist saw him, he said, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world."
那所以这两个人他们就很想认识耶稣，他到底是谁？
So these two strongly desired to understand who Jesus Christ was.
所以当主耶稣问他们说：“你们要什么？”
And so when Jesus Christ said, "What do you seek?"
他们说：“拉比，你在哪里住？”
They said, "Rabbi, where are you staying?"
39节。
Verse 39.
耶稣说：“你们来看。”他们就去看他在哪里住。这一天便与他同住，那时也有僧正。
He said to them, "Come and see." They came and saw where he was staying and remained with him.
他们觉得他们需要有一段时间来跟主耶稣交谈，来认识主耶稣。
They felt that they were able to have interaction and be able to talk to Jesus Christ.
那所以主耶稣也邀请他们你们来看。
And so Jesus Christ also invited them, come and see.
结果安德烈他就发现了，真的照施洗约翰的介绍，主耶稣就是神的羔羊。
And Andrew, when he was with them, he truly saw and understood that Jesus was the high lamb, and that's when he understood.
也就是他们所期望的所谓的弥赛亚。
He realized that they had found the Messiah that they were all waiting for.
当他一有这样的认识，他就去邀请他的哥哥。
And once he had that recognition, he went and invited his brother.
我们请看四十一节。
Let's look at verse 41.
四十一节，安德烈先找到自己的哥哥西门，对他说：“我们遇见弥赛亚了。”
So he first found his own brother Simon and said to him, "We have found the Messiah," which is translated the Christ.
这个安德烈很高兴的，他就去跟他哥哥讲：“我们遇见弥赛亚了。”
So Andrew was joyful and told his brother, "We have found the Messiah."
然后四十二节，他就邀请他的哥哥西门。也来到主耶稣这里。
And in verse 42, he even brought him to Jesus.
以我们今天的话来讲，这安德烈是一个初信者。
If you want to say, strictly speaking in today's terms, Andrew is just a first-time believer.
但是他已经认识了主耶稣，他尝到的那个滋味，他就去邀请人。
But because he already recognized Jesus Christ and tasted his goodness, he went ahead and invited his brother.
所以邀请。这是我们每一个人可以去参与的工作。
So invitation, inviting is something that every single one of us can participate in.
我们再看约翰福音一章四十六节。
Let's look at John chapter 1 verse 46.
拿但业对他说：“拿撒勒还能够出什么好的吗？”腓力说：“你来看。”
And Nathanael said to him, "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?" Philip said to him, "Come and see."
这个腓力他也是刚认识了主耶稣，他就去邀请他的朋友。这个拿但业
Philip also had just come to know Jesus Christ, and he already invited his friend Nathanael.
他说：“你来看，这就是一个邀请。”
And he said, "Come and see." That itself is an invitation.
圣经里头这一个最后的邀请，也是一个最好的邀请，最重要的邀请。
And the last invitation of the Bible is also an invitation. It's the most important and best invitation.
这是神的工作，这是教会的工作，这是我们每一个人的工作。
And this is God's work, and this is also the church's work, as well as each one of our own individual responsible duties.
为什么这么重要，这么好？
Why is it so important and good?
因为这个邀请是邀请我们来白白的取生命的水喝。
Because it allows us to freely come to draw of the water of life.
一起来得到人生最大的祝福。
To receive that greatest blessing of life.
所以启示录二十二章十七节，他这里就说口渴的人也应当来。
And therefore, in chapter 22, verse 17, it says, "Whoever thirsts can come."
从某一个层面来看，是的，这是一个让人干渴的一个时代。
And truly, we are in a generation of thirst.
我们的环境，我们的遭遇，让我们常常觉得是 干渴的。
Our environment and our encounters often make us feel thirsty.
就好像主耶稣对那个在井旁遇见的撒玛利亚跟那个撒玛利亚妇女的对话。
This reminds us of the conversation Jesus had with the Samaritan woman at the well.
那个撒玛利亚的妇人说，你赶紧的将这个水赐给我，我就不用这样每天辛苦的到这个井来打水。
The Samaritan woman said, quickly, please give me some of that water so I no longer have to come again to this well to draw water.
我们绝大部分的人，我们都是很用心、很努力的，在我们每一天的生活里头。
The majority of us strive so hard for our everyday lives.
但是常常努力跟期望，它有一个很大的距离。
But there is often a huge gap between our efforts and our hopes.
这个妇女说，你赶快把这个水给我，我就不用这样子每天的到这里来打水。
The Samaritan woman said, quickly, give me some of this water so I no longer have to come back and draw water from the well.
那是一件很，对她来讲是一件很辛苦的事情。
Because she felt that this was a very tiresome and burdensome work.
对她来讲，她还是觉得很干渴的。
And to her, she was still thirsty.
我们是否有同样的感觉？我们很努力，但是总是觉得还是不够，还是缺少。
Do we also often feel this way, that we have put in so much effort, but we still remain thirsty, we still remain lacking?
我们需要生命水。
We also need the water of life.
那如何能够得到这个生命水？
And how can we receive that water of life?
我们要得到好东西，我们总是忘不了条件。
If when we want something good, we always have to remember that there are requirements.
你要进好的学校，也是要条件。
When we want to enter into good university, we also have to meet requirements.
你要得到好的薪水，也是要有条件。
If you want to have a high salary, you also have to meet certain requirements.
你要有一个成功的事业，也是要有条件。
And if you want a successful business, you also have to meet requirements.
还有什么能够跟这个生命的水来比较？
What can compare to this water of life?
这个生命的水有条件吗？
But does this water of life have requirements?
这里是说白白的取生命水喝。
Here it says, let him take the water of life freely.
应该是没有条件的。
There should be no requirements.
如果有的话，那也是我们可以有的。
If there are, they are requirements that we are able to complete.
就是上半句话所说的，口渴的人也应当来。
Which is the earlier part of the verse, which is let him who thirsts come.
谁能够得到生命的水？
Who can receive that water of life?
跟你的年龄没有关系。
Has nothing to do with your age.
今天这个世界上有一些好东西，跟年龄有关系。
Because there are some things in life and on earth right now that have to do with your age.
那跟我们的性别是男是女没有关系。
It also has nothing to do with your gender.
跟我们的种族没有关系。
Or your race or your ethnicity.
跟我们的过去没有关系。
It has nothing to do with your past.
跟我们的社会地位没有关系。
Or your status on earth.
跟我们的经济条件也没有关系。
And it has nothing to do with your social economic status.
只有一个条件，我们觉得口渴。
There's only one requirement that we be thirsty.
我们很仔细的来看一下我们自己，我们过的是怎样的生活。
So now let's look at our lives. How do we, what are our lives like?
我们的生活的每一个层面。
And every aspect of our life.
我们是否觉得口渴？
Are we thirsty?
这是如果有条件的话，这是唯一的条件。
If there is a requirement, this is the only requirement.
当我们口渴的时候，我们才会很迫切的想要有水。
Because when we are dying of thirst, that is when we desire water most eagerly.
所以我们查考圣经，来帮助我们有那个渴慕的感觉，有那个渴慕的态度。
So when we study the Bible, let us have that eager, thirsting desire.
我们反省我们自己，让我们有那个口渴的感觉。
Let us reflect on ourselves so that we may also have that thirst in our hearts.
因为这是得生命的水喝的唯一的条件。
Because this is the single requirement in order to receive the water of life.
我一开始讲过，神不强迫人。
In the beginning, I mentioned that God does not force anyone.
他总是邀请我们。
He simply invites us.
让我们自己觉得需要，我们自己来到神的面前。
So that when we have need, we come before Him.
只要我们愿意来，他不会让我们空手回去。
And as long as we are willing to come, He will not allow us to go empty-handed.
因为他已经为我们准备了生命的水。
Because He has already prepared for us the water of life.
那这是人生最重要、最好的交易。
And this is the best treaty you can ever negotiate.
凡是有价值的，他总是要付出代价去得到。
Because oftentimes when we want to do business, we often have to give up something.
但是这里是说白白的取生命水喝。
But here we don't have to pay any price because we can take of it freely.
那既然它是最重要的，它当然是最有价值的。
And since it is so important, it is also the most valuable.
那到底是谁去付的那个价值？
Who exactly paid that price?
谁去付那个代价？
Who had paid the wages?
主耶稣，他为我们付了那个代价。
It's because Jesus Christ had already paid the wages.
所以圣经里头对这个最有价值的，他总是说你可以白白的去得着。
And so for even the best gift in the whole Bible, Jesus Christ told us that we can partake of it freely.
他不是没有代价的，是有，只是我们付不出，付不上。
It wasn't that there was no price, but rather we would never have been able to pay that price.
那神爱我们，所以主耶稣为我们付了那个价值。
But because God loved us, Jesus Christ paid the price.
那什么是生命的水？
And so what is the water of life?
既然是讲生命，所以第一个当然它跟生命有关系。
Since it has the word life, it has to do with life.
来到主耶稣这里，我们要得着永生。
When we come before Jesus Christ, we are seeking eternal life.
因为他要将生命之道来赐给我们。
Because he is going to give us the word of life.
我们请看使徒行传第五章。
Let's look at the book of Acts chapter 5.
使徒行传五章十九节。
Acts chapter 5 verse 19。
十九节，主的使者夜间开了监的门，领他们出来。二十节，说你们去站在殿里，把生命的道都讲给百姓听。
Verse 19, but at night an angel of the Lord opened the prison doors and brought them out and said, Go, stand in the temple and speak to the people all the words of this life.
天使要彼得约翰把生命的道都讲给百姓听。
And so the angel wanted Peter and John to speak all the words of life.
我们接受主耶稣的邀请，我们能够来领受这生命之道。
And so since we have heard those words of life, we are able to receive this water of life.
再来这个生命的水也就是讲着圣灵。
And this water of life also means the Holy Spirit.
神的灵要内住在我们里头。
And the Spirit of the Lord will dwell within us.
我们请看以西结书三十六章。
Let's look at the book of Ezekiel chapter 36.
以西结书三十六章。
Ezekiel chapter 36.
二十七节。
Verse 27.
神说：“我必将我的灵放在你们里面。”
I will put my spirit within you.
神应许说：“我要将我的灵放在你们里面。”
God promised that he would put his spirit within us.
神的灵来内住在我们里头。
And so the Spirit of the Lord lives inside our hearts.
哦，这个也是跟生命有关系。
This also has to do with life.
哦，所以主耶稣说，口渴的到我这里来。
And so he says, let him who is thirsty come.
哦，他要将圣灵来赐给我们。
Because he will give us the Holy Spirit.
哦，圣灵要的领受，要让我们像得着活水一样。
And receiving it is like receiving the water of life.
所以还有什么比生命还重要？
And what is more important than life?
所以圣经里头最后的一个邀请是最好的、最重要的邀请。
And so the final invitation of the Bible is the best invitation and the most important.
让我白白的来取生命水喝。
So we can freely partake of that water of life.
当我们觉得干渴的时候，我们要想到这个邀请。
And so when we feel thirsty, let us remember this invitation.
我们也不要忘了。我们也被邀请来参与这个最重要的工作。
Don't forget that we too were invited to participate in this work.
邀请人来白白的取生命水喝。
Inviting men to partake of this water of life.
让神的道理来充满我们。
And to allow the word of life to fill us.
让神的圣灵来充满我们。
And the Holy Spirit to fill within us.
让神的爱来充满我们。
And so that the love of God may also fill us.
当我们被充满了，我们才能够更愿意、更有力量的去邀请人。
And when we are filled with all these things, we are more willing and capable of going out and inviting people.
像安德烈，他先跟主耶稣同住了，所以他进一步的去邀请他的哥哥。
Just like Andrew, because he had close interaction and even lived with Jesus Christ, he was able to understand and went to invite his brother.
我们先接受了邀请，先领受了生命水喝，然后我们可以去邀请人。
Once we receive that water of life, we can go forward and invite others.
我们一起来祷告，这就是接受神邀请的一个行动，具体的行动。
And praying together, that is also an act of receiving the water of life or the invitation.
所以现在我们一起来接受主耶稣对我们的邀请。
And so let us all now receive that invitation.
我们一起来做15分钟的祷告。
Let's all pray together for 15 minutes.
愿主耶稣的爱、主耶稣的圣灵充满我们。
May God's love and spirit fill us.
让我们尝到生命的水。
So that we can also taste that water of life.
那我们也愿意去邀请人。
And that we may also be willing to invite others.
愿神祝福我们的祷告。
May God bless our prayers.
我们愿意接受按手帮助祷告的，我们都可以到前面来。
Those willing to receive laying of hands may come forward.